I came across a recent article about the 12th grade girl who committed suicide as she was stressed with her NEET exam preparation. But why is it such an issue? And why do we need to raise alarm bells? I'll tell you why. There have been 11 similar cases. Yes, you heard that right. It almost takes me back to, you know, the movie Three Idiots, where Aamir Khan's friend commits suicide because he thought it was easier to commit suicide than fail. I don't know if you've seen the movie Chichore, but it almost feels like a deja vu from there. Even the movie Tamasha, I don't know if you guys remember, where Ranbir Kapoor, of course, becomes an engineer. He goes ahead, keeps doing the job every single day, but he always, always wanted to be a storyteller. It really wasn't a rom-com between Deepika and Ranbir, but it was about a little boy who wanted to be something else, but became something else because his father thought a storyteller was being rather unsuccessful. It wasn't even a profession. So he continued to run the rat race till a point that he had forgotten to be who he wanted to be. Finally, it took one fine day for him to pull the plug and say, this is not what I want to do. That pull of plug could be in many different forms. It could be through a breakdown, a meltdown, suicide. It could really be pulling the plug onto life. And that is the conversation that we're going to have today. You and me. Us as parents, to buffer that pressure, that competitive exams, the 21st century kids that we're raising, how are they to deal with pressure even more than ever before? How are we equipping our children? How can we buffer that pressure for our parents? And that's exactly what we're going to chat with you today. And in extremely simple, actionable methods that you can literally practice every single day over just maybe one dinner table conversation or just one mindful activity or one mindful saying a day. And literally, that's what you and me are going to chat about. And please, please stay till the very end. If you are invested in your child's future and if you want to be that parent who doesn't want his or her child to pull a plug on their life. So let's get straight to the episode. If there's one dinner table conversation I want you guys to have with your kids, or as a family rather, has to be on, what did I fail today at? I feel we raise and lay so much emphasis on success that it adds so much pressure on us as individuals. But when we start sharing what we didn't do well, what we didn't succeed at, what we perhaps failed at, I think it's a very strong word, but nonetheless, what we failed at, I think we will start taking that pressure of us, of our children, of us as a society, and start being more relatable, more vulnerable, more empathetic. So really, if there's one dinner table conversation, share it with your kids, with your family, on what did you not do well or right today. Let me know if you try that. Expecting your child to do what you do in a situation leads to your disappointment. It also teaches your child that they are who you are, and they will always make decisions exactly like you, right? And they are not themselves. They don't have a personality or a trait of their own or a character of their own. What we often misunderstand as parents is that there are 30 years between us and our children. How can we expect them to do things just the way we're doing or react in a situation just like how we would react? If they were us, which they cannot be, if they were us, they would probably do that. And what we often feel is that we get stuck in that situation, but they move on. So there's this quote that I recently read, which really, really resonated with me, which is by Bethany Hill, who's the principal of Edutopia. And I'm going to read that out for you. Lots of kids come to school with invisible backpacks, weighted with struggles, stress, worry, fear, anxiety, trauma, unmet physical needs, loneliness, anger, sadness, and hopelessness can make them so heavy, too heavy for learning to happen. This is the quote that really, really resonated with me, and I feel as parents, educators, people of the fraternity who are helping raise these children, we need to see how we can help them
make these invisible bags a lot lighter. Let me know what you think about it.